You thought I was being selfish about the window? Well, now you know the truth. I laid a paw on his shoulder. I'm only trying to protect you from deadly grasshopper encounters. Gosh, thanks. He thought for a moment, then scowled. Yeah, but we don't have grasshoppers in the winter time. I haven't seen one in 2 months. Drover, the fact that you haven't seen any grasshoppers doesn't mean they're not still lurking around. It merely means you haven't seen one. They're very sneaky, you know.
I didn't know that.
They are. Very sneaky. Never trust a grasshopper. Just when you think they're all gone, one'll fly up out of the ditch and knock your eye out. We just can't risk it.
He hung his head.
I guess you're right. But I get tired of breathing stale air all the time.
Drover, stale air is better than no air at all.
How would you like to live in a deep, dark mine shaft where there was no air?
I wouldn't like it. I'm scared of the dark.
Well, there you are. Sitting in the middle of the seat, you get plenty of sunshine and stale air. You should count your blessings and stop complaining. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to my window. I stuck my head out the window and feasted on a blast of clean, fresh air. Wow! Terrific! Over the roar of the wind, I heard Drover's voice.
Yeah, but how come the grasshoppers never knock out your eye?
I'm sorry, son, we're out of time for questions. Save it for another day.
Hanging my head out the window was great. One of the special joys of being a dog. It saddened me that Drover couldn't share the experience, but... well, there's only one shotgun window on a pickup. And one of us had two.
Huh?
All at once, the window glass began sliding up. Shocked and alarmed, I backed away from it and barked. That seemed to work. The window stopped dead in its tracks, although windows don't actually leave tracks. Anyway, no problem. When we reached the northwest pasture, the cows were standing on the feed ground waiting for us. 20 or 30 of them, all standing around in small clusters. Cows have a pretty good sense of time, did you know that? They do, which is pretty amazing, considering that cows are really dumb about most things. Once we've established a pattern for the daily feed run, they expect us to be there at the same time every day. And if we're not, they'll stand around mooing and complaining until we show up. Slim stepped out of the pickup and counted the cows. They were all present. He got back inside and rigged the gear shift for automatic pilot. His usual feeding procedure. You might recall that when he fed hay by himself, he put the pickup in grandma low gear, let out on the clutch, and let the pickup drive itself, whilst he scrambled onto the bed of the pickup and tossed out the hay. This was nothing new to me. I mean, Slim and I had done it many times before, and it always worked to perfection. Okay, not always. You might recall that he had once jumped out when the windows were rolled up and had somehow managed to lock himself out of the pickup. That had been a pretty scary deal since I had been left alone in a runaway pickup. But Slim had learned from his careless mistake, and this time he left both windows down, so there was zero chance of it happening again. He put the pickup in low gear and let out on the clutch. It started moving. He stepped out, climbed up into the back end, and started throwing off the hay. Me? As you might expect, I took this opportunity to stick my head out the shotgun side window and draw in more deep breaths of fresh... My goodness, unless I was badly mistaken, the window glass had moved up again. What was the deal? For no good reason, the glass had moved, with nobody cranking it up and without my permission. No kidding. I stood there and watched as it zipped shut. You know, this was starting to get on my nerves. Not only had the window closed without any authorization from me, but it had denied me my source of fresh, wholesome air. But did I just sit there moping and breathing stale air? No, sir. I moved my freight over to the driver's side window. I stepped past Drover and headed for the open window. I suppose that his mind had been wandering, and all at once it returned to his body.
What's going on? How come? Don't worry about it, son. I've got everything under control. I stepped up to the window on the driver's side and filled my lungs with fresh air. Behind me, Drover said, Gosh, did the other window roll up by itself? Something like that, yes. Oh, I get it now. You stepped on the button. Button? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, there's a button. There's a button on every shirt sleeve and a thread on every button, and I don't have time to discuss threads and buttons. The important point is that we still have a supply of fresh air. Yeah, but you'd better watch where you're stepping or you'll do it again. Drover, where I'm stepping has nothing to do with... Huh? I happened to be looking at Drover at that very moment and was able to observe his eyes as they grew from small dots into wide circles. Then he let out a gasp.
Oh my gosh, you rolled up that window too. I knew it. I tried to warn you.
Will you please hush? I had nothing to do with it. I was just standing here minding my own business. My gaze prowled around the cab. Drover, there's something very strange about this pickup. We must stay alert. He fell down on the seat and started wheezing.
Yeah, now I can't breathe.
Of course you can breathe.
Yeah, but all the air's gone stale, and I hate to breathe stale air. I think I'm fixing to smothercate.
Oh, rubbish. Drover, it's common knowledge that these pickup cabs aren't sealed airtight. There should be plenty of... I took a big gulp of air. All at once it seemed, pretty stale. I took another big gulp. Holy Stokes, Drover, we're running out of air.
I knew it. Help, I'm smothercating.
Get control of yourself, son. We have to be professional about this. Try to... My mind was racing. Try to ration your air intake. He stared at me.
How do you do that?
Well, you just... I'm not sure.
Oh!
Stop groaning. That's the first step. Groaning uses up large quantities of precious carbon Diego. No more groaning.
Well, I'll try. And maybe we should sit still and not move.
Great idea. Now we're cooking. I left the window and joined him in the middle of the seat. There we went into statue mode and didn't move a hair. The pickup chugged on across the pasture. Slim pitched off hay, and we rationed our breathing, cutting each breath by 46%. I think this is working, son. Now, all we have to do is wait for Slim. What do you say? Can we tough it out?